We're trying to get to the bottom of the problem, see who thought it was a good idea, who allowed it to continue, sort of go up the chain to find out all the places that this should have been stopped, but wasn't.
I saw on CBS's Face the Nation, weapons ended up in the hands of Mexican drug cartels and two weapons from the program found at the scene of the killing of a Border Patrol agent. Former Hollywood super agent Sue Mengers, whose clients included Barbara Streisand, Cher, and Michael Caine, has died at her home in Beverly Hills. She became an agent in 1967 after several clerical jobs at the William Morris Agency and MCA. Spike TV holding its Scream Awards last night.
Now, join me and confront your fate.
Harry Potter coming out on top of the annual celebration of horror, fantasy, sci-fi, and superheroes. The eight-part franchise named the ultimate Scream. And Darth Vader from Star Wars named the ultimate villain. Pee-wee Herman, played by actor Paul Rubens, given the Visionary Award. From America's Newsroom, I'm Lisa LaSierra, Fox News Radio.
Overnight tonight, look for increasing clouds. With a weak cold front to the north, there is a slim chance of an isolated evening shower, but most of us will stay dry, down to 48 by morning. For Monday, we'll start with partly cloudy skies, increasing clouds through the afternoon, the high 66. And for Monday night, mostly cloudy skies. A few showers will develop out in advance of our next weather system that arrives on Tuesday. I'm Fox 19 meteorologist Jeff Creighton on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Right now, 75 degrees at 55 KRC, the talk station.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Watch Gary Sullivan on the Champion Window Visualizer Cam every Saturday and Sunday.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55 KRC, the talk station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's Trigger Time.
Hello, welcome to Trigger Time. I'm Joe Barrett, your host. Thanks for being with us tonight. Go around the table here, my wife Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Scott.
Good evening.
And Dr. Keith Nelson.
Hello, everyone.
We want to thank you for joining us again tonight. It's always a pleasure to do the show. It's my favorite topic. It's not what I get to do professionally, but I sure do enjoy this this hour, and it goes by faster than any other hour of the week, that's for certain. I want to get out our show email, info@triggertimewithjoe.com. That's info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com. A lot of the advice that we give will sometimes, where to find things. And anytime we give you a place to go to look for something, if you lose that, can't find that, there, if we give it out, there's probably a link on our website for it. If there's not, there will be in the future. So, again, that's TriggerTimeWithJoe.com. Again, the email, info@TriggerTimeWithJoe.com. Show ideas, guest requests, simple questions about guns from, you know, what is it to how do I get it fixed to, who do I take it to if it needs this, that, or the other. So we're happy to always field those questions. And like I said, if we don't know the answer, we'll find out for you. Just in the way of a couple of announcements, we're going to be holding Concealed Carry 2 at Target World on Thursday.
The 27th.
Thursday the 27th. Amy and I will be teaching a three-hour class. And this class also, and just so you can get this in your head, this class also will meet the refresher guidelines for renewing your handgun certificate. So if you need to renew your license, Target World just sent me an email to this effect. They took my outline. I guess they called the Attorney General. And so if you need to renew your license, there are going to be other classes also held at Target World. I'm sure Keith will be teaching it. That'll be formalizing later, but they're going to be using our Concealed Carry 2 class as one of the options. And there will be others. But Thursday, the 27th, again,
yes.
7 o'clock, the course is designed really to get you to the point where you're thinking about how to access, draw, and use that firearm in a defensive amount of time. That's the focus. But we'll also cover updated laws and things like that. Okay, well, you know the what? You know, before I get started, Keith, there was this guy. Amy was telling me about it before we left. Cleaning his gun in Florida, shot his mom in the back. I mean, yeah. To Keith, I remember Keith told me, gosh, this was back when I first went through your class. Back in, I don't know what it was.
'04, I think.
Yeah, something. And I remember something he said. I never forgot it. He said, when you're handling a firearm, you're not doing anything else. Nothing else. Okay? And you've got to understand, when you pick up a gun, it's serious business. No matter what your intention, no matter what you're planning on doing, no matter what you're thinking, everything becomes deadly serious at that moment. You know, and this guy, I guess, was trying to take it apart and shot his mom in the back.
Right. Yeah. Thought it was unloaded. He obviously did not check before he started.
Right. That, and plus it wasn't pointed in the right direction.
Right. Yep.
So all those things. If you just follow the three basic safety rules, keep your finger off the trigger, don't point it in a safe direction, and don't have it loaded until you're ready to use it, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Really.
They really are the most basic of all things that you can imagine, those simple rules. And if you could get people to, but, you know, go to a gun store. How many times have you been in a gun store and seen a gun pointed at you?
Too many.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. People, I mean, they don't know that gun's not loaded. They're not. I mean, it gets handed across the counter. And I've seen it on both sides of the counter, you know, both sides of the counter. You know, I've seen people handed guns barrel first, pointed right at the person. You know, it's. Can't get lackadaisical when it comes to firearms. You have to be on all the time. This week we wanted to talk about, you know, really one of my favorite weapons, weapon types is the shotgun. There are some misconceptions. Don't get me wrong. A shotgun, like every other firearm, is not a cure-all magic wand, solves every problem. It is not. Like every other firearm, when used properly by someone that has the skill to use it, is unbelievably effective at what it does. So we're going to discuss it tonight, and like we normally do, we'll kind of probably do it in a question answer type thing. Keith has put together a really good outline here with a lot of good information, so he'll be reading a lot of that. If you'd like to join the show, if you got a question, 749-5500, 513-749-5500. So, you know, not to get too basic, Keith, but why don't we just tell him, what is a shotgun?
Yeah, a shotgun, for those that don't know, and most probably do to some degree anyway, it's a shoulder-fired weapon that fires a number of small projectiles as opposed to one, but you can fire slugs as well. But it's usually not rifled. It doesn't have the twisting in the barrel. It's smoothbore, and it's designed for close-range shooting, hitting moving objects or flying targets, and that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the general conception of a shotgun. They've been around a long time, putting pellets in the gun and firing it, you know.
Right. And even they've cannons have been shot, like giant shotguns.
Yeah, grape shot and that sort of thing, similar to a shotgun.
Yeah.
And they're very useful, obviously, for hunting birds, hunting rabbits, hunting things that are close and that sort of thing. And probably the most common gun, if someone has a gun at home, it's either a .22 or a shotgun of some sort.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very
available. There's a lot of them around.
A lot of people that have handled guns to some degree, even if it's just a little, have probably handled a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, it was a .22 rifle. You're right. I mean, it's one of those two almost always.
So that being the default, if you have it at the house and possibly could use it for defense, it's important to know about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because it can be a very good defensive weapon, as long as you know how to handle it.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this in a minute, but of course, handling it on the range, handling it in the field, shooting birds, and handling it in your house, three different things. But one thing we hear all when we start talking about shotguns, we hear the word gauges thrown around a lot.
Yeah, there's a gauge, 12 gauge, 16 gauge, 20 gauge. And people get a little confused because the smaller the gauge, the larger the gun. A 12 gauge is bigger than a 20 gauge. And why is that? It's the opposite of calibers. Well, really, it's kind of archaic, but it goes back to the number of lead balls of the diameter of the barrel that equals a pound. So a 12-gauge would have 12 balls of the diameter of the barrel that would equal a pound lead balls.
Mm-hmm.
And a 20-gauge would have 20 lead balls, therefore it's smaller. So we have commonly the 12, 10 is around 2, that's a bigger one.
Sure.
16, which used to be around a little more than it is now for hunting and stuff. 20, which is still pretty common, 28, and then 410. Now, the 410 is a caliber. It's not a gauge, so there's a little bit of oddity there, but it is .41 diameter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the different caliber or gauges we have, and the .410 can be actually a caliber, actually.
I guarantee you there's a lot of people that did not know how they came up with the term, how that was figured, gauges. It was the number of lead balls. And the only reason I know it is because Keith told me at some point. I'm not bragging. I mean, I'm sure that I didn't know that till he told me at some point. But you know, you hear terms and they can be confusing. And if you don't ask, you know, you cannot imagine. I was told a story. I'm not going to say who because I don't want the person to be identified. But I was told a story about a man who was a SWAT lieutenant, who for his entire career had fired off target because he had a cross-eye dominance issue, and he had literally stepped out of the room during training and didn't get the eye dominance and had always had to shoot to the side of what he was trying to hit. That's all up. His career until at a very popular tactical school. I won't even say who that was just so the person can't be identified.
you
might be able to guess if you're smart. This problem was found and corrected. It's amazing, though. If you don't know, you don't know.
Just about every class I have a cross-eyed dominant person. I had one today. And as soon as they know what's going on and you correct it, things get better real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, so it's possible to go through, you know, your entire shooting career, your life, not knowing something that is very important to know. And then you try to fix. You try to make up for it as you go along. And it's better to ask. If you don't know, ask. Okay, 749-5500. If you want to join the show, we're going to take our first break. If you'd, again, like to call in, please do so. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time, 55 KRC, the talk station.
We're your voice.
They're going to raise taxes.
55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right, Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range, all in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
The USS Nightmare Haunted Steamboat, rated the area's best haunted attraction, celebrating their 20th haunting season. The area's darkest, longest, most terrifying attraction, housing the river's most notorious spirits. Over 40 minutes of bone-chilling tour through more than 3 levels and 40 horrifying areas. The USS Nightmare's horrifying history comes alive, enhanced with high-tech special effects, lighting, and animations. The 2011 tour winds through all new areas, including the ship's laundry and the machine shop, providing a glimpse at the old dredge and her crew never seen before. Many freight seekers' favorite areas return, including Mitchell Museum, Rat Lady, Impaler, Cargo Hold, Crypt, Boiler Pit, and many others. Looking for a place for your Halloween party? Make sure to book the USS Nightmare's Mess Hall. It'll be the most frightening party you'll ever throw. The Nightmare opens its doors on Friday, September 16th, and runs Wednesday through Sunday through October 31st. Go to ussnightmare.com for all the gory details. The USS Nightmare is located in Newport, Kentucky, on the Newport Riverfront.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
Investing in your future. From the Steve Perrin Coordinated Financial Planning Studios, this is 55 KRC, the talk station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55KRC, the talk station. If you'd like to join the show tonight with any questions or comments, give us a call now at 513-749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. All right, well, if you've got a shotgun, then everybody knows that shotguns are what? The best home defense there is. No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that, but they certainly, under certain circumstances, they certainly are, and under other circumstances, they are certainly not. It depends on a lot of factors. We're going to get into that, but first we're going to continue our basic discussion of the gun itself. Keith, there's a number of different operating systems, types of actions, I guess.
Yeah.
You want to cover those for us?
Yeah. Basically, they all shoot the same shotgun shells, per se. You know, they're either plastic or paper, and they've got the wad in them, and they got the shot. Single barrel is probably the most common, you know, for kids and learners and things like that. It's a break open. You hit the lever and it pops open and you put the shell in there and then close it and it fires one shot. And I know I had one as a kid, 20 gauge. It kicked the heck out of me. But anyway, there's a double barrel as well. And a double barrel is either side by side. You've probably seen those. And over and under. Over and under is a little more expensive, like the Browning's and some of the trap guns and things like that. And they work the same way as a single barrel does. You have a break and you open them up and there's usually ejectors that pop the old shells out and you put new ones in. And they're very fast, and they're very good guns, and can be used for defense, but mostly for game and stuff. Pump is probably the most common, and this is where an operating rod with a handle pushes back and forth and loads and unloads the shells from the gun. The Winchester Model 12 was around forever. The Remington 870, very popular. Mossberg 500, Ithaca 37. A lot of models out there of slide-action shotguns. And they're used for hunting and also used for defense. And they have a bigger capacity, obviously, than the single and the double barrel.
Sure.
Semi-automatics are just like a semi-automatic rifle or pistol. They operate by the power of the fired round, ejects the old round and puts a new one in. And there's different types of them. I won't get into too much, but recoil-operated, long recoil-operated, like the Browning A5 Humpback, Franke AL-48, Remington 11. Inertial recoil-operated, which is a little different. It's like the Benelli M1. Then gas-operated, classically the Remington 1100 and some others. The semi-automatics have become more and more popular because the increase in reliability. And they're used a lot for defense, a lot for hunting as well. And the bolt action is one that's hung on for a long time. It's pretty clumsy. But Winchester, Marlin, Savage have all made some bolt actions at one time.
Yeah, I had a.
So that's the different types of actions, actually.
I had a bolt action 20 gauge. I remember it was. Yeah, that was. I mean, it was a good gun. It had a magazine. It was a clip fed.
And they worked for hunting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And in fact, mine had a polychoke on the end. Do you think there are enough polychokes around to mention just what that is?
For those that don't know, is the constriction at the end of the barrel that actually regulates your diameter of your shot group going out. So a full choke would be tight, and a modified choke would be looser where the shot would spread further, and an improved cylinder is even looser, and then a cylinder has no choke at all.
Right.
A polychoke, like you're talking about, was an adjustable one where you put it on the end. It looked like a big can on the end of your on your barrel, and you could screw it, and then it would regulate different chokes.
Boy, I thought I was something. I had that Savage, you know, bolt action 20 gauge, and that big polychoke on the end. I thought that was something. I didn't realize, of course, that polychokes are actually detrimental to the value of the gun. Nobody wants those darn things on their gun.
You don't see them too much anymore.
No, you hardly ever see them anymore.
And you couldn't aim too well because you had that big thing out there.
Right, because it wasn't like you had a bead or anything you could use. You just had to point. Shotguns are, there's a lot out there, a lot of different operating systems you're going to find. What we found was that, and you're going to find that in law enforcement is the thing that closest mirrors self-defense for civilians, more so than a military engagement type thing. But the shotgun's very effective in close quarters usage, close quarters defense. The operating system is going to matter a lot about depending on who you are. Now, I know people that can load and unload double barrels faster than you can cycle a gun.
Yeah, it's practice.
It's practice. So, I mean, don't think for a second that what I'm about to say is carved in stone. Typically, you're going to find that due to capacity and rapid fire ability and firing beyond that second shot, you're going to find that most of the time we're talking pumps and semi-automatics for defensive guns.
Yep.
Now, it's not always the case, but that's most of the time. Because of, again, capacity and so on. But Stoger makes something. I remember telling you about this. The Stoger makes a double defense. It's a little double barrel with one trigger, and it's got a high-vis sight on it, 18-inch double barrel side-by-side. It's got a little rail on the underneath for a flashlight. Would I use that gun for home defense? You bet your butt I would.
Sure.
There aren't many problems you can't solve with two loads of double-aught buckshot.
We were talking before, too, that some of the big rifles used in Africa for hunting dangerous game were double barrels.
Right.
Side-by-side rifles.
Go.
And you had two shots, and that was enough, I guess, you know, if a rhino was charging you.
Right. So I guess it depends on the hunter, but, I mean, if they thought it was enough for them, then they must have believed it because they sure went up against some mean animals.
Very reliable. That's the big thing about them.
Yeah, very reliable. Yeah good point. Let's talk briefly about the projectiles, and then I think we have a judge comment or a question on the line. So if you want to talk about projectiles real quick, and then we'll do that, because we'll talk about the judge maybe a little bit later too. But I think people have a misunderstanding to some degree about the shot. You know, what's the bigger shot? What's the smaller shot? Go ahead.
Yeah, the shot is just the little spherical particles of lead normally. And they use other metals, too, sometimes, steel shot and things for hunting. But it goes from 12, which is the very finest, which is like dust. Not many people use that, to 2, which is heavier for, like, geese and stuff. And then the 5 and the 6s are in the middle, and that's usually used for hunting pheasants and ducks and that sort of thing.
Sure.
So that's the grading of shot. It goes from the larger the number, the smaller the shot. And then you have buckshot, which is spherical lead as well, but it's just in bigger sizes. And you go from number 4 buckshot to 00 or 000, you know, which is like 0.33 inches in diameter. And so that's a lot of times used for defense because it's very effective and you have a lot of energy per pellet, where the smaller shot has less energy per pellet. Slugs are one-piece lead projectiles, usually in 12 gauges, weigh about an ounce, and they're used for hunting deer and things like that and can be used in defense, obviously. And other like breaching, blast, beanbag, tasers, other specialized projectiles that can be used in a shotgun for law enforcement work.
Right.
And so that's really what you're dealing with.
Right. Okay. Let's grab Dave's call here in Erlanger. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I did have a question about the Taurus Judge. One time you guys were on the show, you were discussing shotgun shells. But you didn't sound like you really recommended the Taurus Judge, though.
To be honest with you, Dave, I really don't recommend it. There are much better self-defense options. Now, would I use one if that's what I had? Absolutely. But basically what you've got is you've got a 5-shot revolver. You know, when you start looking at the ammunition that's available for the 410, for a self-defense situation, it's not what you think. What do you hear when Keith, you and I know you hear this all the time. What do you hear when people start talking about the judge? Well, that thing, all you got to do is point.
Yeah.
You can't even miss. Well,
that's the misconception with any shotgun.
Yeah.
You just point it and it'll hit everything in the room.
And it won't.
It's not going to. It's a point target. You know, you've got to aim. I think the judge and the Smith & Wesson's come out with a governor, I think, which is similar, is an answer to a question that's never been asked.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
I have to give Taurus a lot of credit in marketing because to people it sounds like just what they would need. It's something that has the effectiveness of the shotgun that they have in their mind in the handgun that they can carry with them. Well, the problem is, first of all, the impression they've got of the shotgun is wrong. That all you got to do is point and it'll hit something, and if you even hit it, it's going to fall down. Even if you were to catch a piece of a target with the shot out of a 410, and you only got maybe one pellet on target, you're talking about a small, very small round that is hitting the target at a lower velocity than a bullet normally would. And it's, again, it's not a bullet. You don't have bullet design working for you here. They're just balls. So, again, I think shotguns should be shotguns and handguns should be handguns. They get an A+ for marketing, but as far as self-defense options, what we know in a defensive situation, what you need to be able to do is to put multiple rounds in a confined space in a condensed amount of time. The Taurus Judge does not lend itself to a defensive situation.
The other thing is, they also shoot the .45 Colt round.
Right.
But that being the case, the cylinder on the judge is so long and it makes the gun so heavy.
Yep.
It's kind of unwieldy, and why have all that weight out there?
That's the thing. It's like, you know, when you look at the thing for what it really is, it's just a revolver. There are so much better revolvers to carry if you're going to carry one. There are ones that you could do much better with and use in a much, much more effectively in a defensive situation than the judge. So when you realize the 410 shell doesn't do what the magic button you think it is, then you realize you're just left with a big frame revolver. And my God, there's some ones out there that are far and away better than the judge.
As per ATF regulations as well, the barrel in the judge has to be rifled. And that means that if the shot goes through it, it's going to really scatter, and you're not going to get a good pattern anyway.
Right. You're going to
sling you've got a lot of things working against you here.
Yeah. At a couple inches, Dave, I mean, like I said, I'd use it if I had to.
It's a good snake gun.
Yeah, be a good snake gun, bird shot. But I would opt for something else for a self-defense handgun.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
749-5500, 513-749-5500, if you want to join the show. We are going to take here in just a second, we're going to have to break for the news. I wanted to get our email info out again, info@triggertimeofjoe.com. That's info@triggertimeofjoe.com. Again, if you're interested in concealed carry, too, you can check with Target World. That's you can contact them at 772-3343, or you can get to their website, targetworld.net. And again, on our website, these classes, any of them you can get to on our website or theirs. Okay, we are going to take a short break and come back with more Shotgun. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC, the talk station.
Do you know what just one car provides when you donate to the Goodwill Auto Auction, Goodwill's vehicle donation program?
Just one car helps Goodwill provide job training and services to people with disabilities and homeless vets. Men and women who have served our country.
One car, your car, or truck, SUV, boat, or RV really does make a big difference in the lives of people right here in the tri-state.
Goodwill has always handled all the paperwork, and they tow your car for free. Call 612-5980. When you donate, your Goodwill goes a long way.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right, Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range, all in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
If you need to lose weight and you're willing to lose up to 2 pounds a day, please join our nationwide market study for a new weight loss breakthrough. Participation is free. We're conducting a market study, and we're looking for 50 participants from this listening area who want to lose weight immediately. HCG 5000 is the revolutionary weight loss solution that's helping people lose up to 2 pounds a day without going hungry or strenuous exercise routines. There are no pills to take, no meals to buy, and no meetings to commit to. Simply put the HCG drops under your tongue and watch your hunger and waistline shrink dramatically. To participate in this study, you'll need to lose at least 10 pounds and be 18 years or older. The first 50 eligible callers are guaranteed acceptance into the program and will receive a risk-free supply of this powerful weight loss breakthrough. Space is limited in this risk-free trial.
Call 800-994-0999, 800-994-0999, 1-800-994-0999.
This is Fox News on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Pusso. A tragic end to the Indy 300 in Las Vegas.
IndyCar is very sad to announce that Dan Weldon has passed away.
IndyCar CEO Randy Bernard, Weldon involved in a massive wreck. His car flew over another and smashed into a wall. As the Occupy Wall Street movement grows, Washington weighs in.
There is a growing frustration out there across this country, and it's warranted. Too many people are out of work.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor on Fox News Sunday, President Obama referring to the protests at the dedication of a monument for Martin Luther King Jr., saying King would want us to challenge the excesses of Wall Street. Who'll take on the Texas Rangers in the World Series? We could find out tonight. The Cardinals battling the Brewers again.
Game 6 tonight in Milwaukee, where it's do or die for the hometown Brewers. St. Louis has a 3-2 lead.
Fox Radio's Sal Giangrasso. Fox News, we report, you decide.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Someday I can be a marine biologist.
Or a park ranger.
Oh, a conservationist.
I know. I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet. It's a value kids and CSX share. Up to 5 times more fuel efficient than trucks, CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
It's Brian Thomas, Monday in the Morning Show, talking SB5 as well as fallout from the Jobs and Family Services social scandal. Going to impact your vote on the Jobs and Family renewal? Morning Show, 55 KRCD Talk Station.
Okay, you're listening to Trigger Time on 55 KRC, the Talk Station. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call now at 513-749-5500.
Thanks, Amy. Well, you know, we did have another announcement to make from our Friday Night Steel family. Keith, what was our big news?
Yeah, Jeff Stelly is a guy who shoots with us all the time, and a good friend of ours won the Indiana State Steel Challenge this weekend, open gun.
Yeah.
And congrats to him.
Congratulations, Jeff. Now, Jeff's an amazing shooter. You got to watch him shoot. It's really impressive.
He shot the World Championships as far back as '88, I think, you know, and stuff. And Ecuador, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not that it shocks me that he won, because he's that kind of shooter. I mean, you know, but it's really cool that somebody from our group, you know, won. So congratulations to Jeff. And his wife, Amy's a top-notch shooter, too. I mean, she runs a gun like a sewing machine. So, I mean, it's impressive to watch the two of them shoot. They're both very good people. Okay, so, you know, we're talking about shotguns tonight, and, you know, the thing is, there's always questions. You know, everybody's got, like, I don't know, there is no perfect gun out there, so I don't want to give you the idea that, you know, that any gun is perfect. When I was talking to Dave there a moment ago, he's got the idea, you know, he's asking about the judge. I don't advise you, I don't recommend the judge as a defensive weapon. Self-defense, personal defense, probably is going to be your handgun. I mean, it's probably what you're going to have available and on you. But in case, you know, you're at home, you have or you're somewhere you have access to a shotgun. Shotgun's an incredibly effective weapon. A lot of advantages for self-defense. I mean, Keith, what do you got in the advantages?
Well, I think I said already that they're very common and they're very popular. So there's a lot of people that own them. That makes their presence there in the house in particular.
Mm-hmm.
They're powerful, like you say, and stopping power is extremely good, particularly at close range. And we're talking from room, you know, across the room or something.
Sure, sure.
It's very, very powerful. They're instinctively pointing. That's why they're designed that way. They're designed to point instinctively for flying targets and moving targets. So, pointing them's very fast usually. They're made to point naturally. They don't over-penetrate, and that's a concern some people have with defense. Where you fire a gun in a house, it'll go through. If a rifle will go through your house, the neighbor's house, and the neighbor's house down the other, you know. Whereas the shotgun basically will stop, the energy will be dumped in usually the first wall it comes to.
Right.
And there's an intimidation factor that can't be counted on. We've talked about this before, but you know, it's kind of an impressive weapon. If someone sees you have one, right. They're going to think twice about it, I think.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, the bottom line is we've all heard people say everybody instinctively knows the sound of a 12 gauge or a 20 gauge being pumped. It's something you never forget. The over-penetration issue, this is, you know, I've talked to people who say, you know, I keep my home defense guns an AK-47. Well, certainly an AK-47 is a wonderful weapon, but depending on the type of ammo you're using, understand that if you shoot it in your home at a human target, that target is not even going to slow it down, most likely at these distances. It's going to go right through. And now, there is ammo out there that is pre-fragmented, that is made to disintegrate, made to come apart in the human body, things like that. Even that ammo, like the Hornady Tap, stuff like that, can't over-penetrate. Don't think it can't. So just like a 9mm, especially 9mm hardball ammo, is a high incidence of over-penetration. So, you know, shotguns do offer you that. That doesn't mean they won't go through a person. It certainly can, but it offers you the option of losing that energy in the target very early, but yet delivering a massive amount of force.
It dumps it very fast, very, very awesome, you know. Yeah.
That's the thing. You've got, you know, a shotgun is just a devastating amount of force in a small place. Now, Amy and I, when we did tactical shotgun out at TDI recently, it's interesting how many people think that a shotgun can't be used for precision shots. You can. Even a short barrel. Now, the one I used was a short barrel shotgun. Only had a 10.5-inch barrel. With a 10.5-inch barrel, I was able, you know, at room distances to on a hostage-type situation shot, the target was set up like a hostage. Easy headshot, all balls right, all holes right in the center of the face. I mean, the shotgun does not, it isn't the scatter gun that we hear about on the TV. It doesn't work that way most of the time, unless it's been altered or something like that. You do have to pattern your gun, I guess, to know what
you
got.
Yeah, usually, you know, for a shotgun, usually pattern it 40 yards for hunting and stuff, but you'd be advised to pattern it closer ranges, you know, that would be indicative of defense.
Right. And by pattern, we mean test it. See
how big the group is.
Yeah. Take your gun, take the loads you're going to use, and put them at a defensive distance, 7 yards or whatever, and see, you know, how tight is this group. Yeah. And you'll see that you're dealing with a very, very precise weapon at these distances.
Yeah, those distances, the pattern is no bigger than your fist, probably smaller than.
Right.
And so the idea that it's going to scatter out over the whole room is not valid at all. It's just going to stay very close.
It is. That's right. Yeah. Okay, we got a caller on the line. I think Jerry's on the phone. Let's see. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. Thanks. Another good show. Joe, early in your show tonight, you were speaking of requalifying for your CCW license.
Right.
I live in the state of Kentucky, and could you tell me how long is the license legal in the state of Kentucky?
That I really don't know, Jerry, to be honest with you. Keith, you have anything on
four
that?
Or 5 years. So go to handgunlaw.us and click on Kentucky, and they can give you all the details there.
Is Ohio known?
Ohio, we are it's good for 5 years and renewable after 5 years.
Yeah, renewable after 5 years.
I know Kentucky. I don't know if it's five or four. I really don't.
So they average four or five then.
Yeah, generally. They don't. Yeah, it's probably something similar, but we couldn't
say for
sure.
It'll show it on your license, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, your license will have an expiration date on it. So,
hey, thanks.
Thank you, Jerry. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, well, yes, there are advantages to the shotgun. There's no question about that. They're extensive. We've covered several of them. There are disadvantages, though, right, Keith?
Yeah, you know, there's limitations. Hunting guns, generally, and that's what we're talking about. If you have a gun in the closet or something, it's liable to be a long-barreled hunting gun, and they usually have 28, 30-inch barrels,
right.
Very long for, you know, patterning on wildlife and stuff. And these are very hard to maneuver in a defensive situation.
Sure.
Say if you got a 30-inch barrel and you're going down the hallway and you turn in a corner. What goes around the corner first?
Your barrel.
Your barrel.
Yeah.
If someone's there, they're going to get your gun.
Yeah.
It's just very hard to do that.
Right.
So they have a limitation, you know, with just the size and the length of them and everything. Shorter shotguns are available, usually for defense. 18-inch barrels, the legal minimum.
Right.
Anything shorter than that, like you were saying, it has to be an ATF-approved form you have to send in to get approval.
Right.
So if you're going to buy a shotgun for defense, then think of that. Obviously, you're not going to buy one that's with a 30-inch barrel on it. sights. Most hunting guns and stuff are a bead or a rib, and you use that instinctively to point with.
Right.
That might not be the best thing to use in a defensive situation. You could, but in a less than optimal light, you're going to lose that rib real quickly.
Yeah.
You're not going to see it very well, and then you won't be able to point the gun. Whereas defensive shotguns are sold with regular rifle-type sights or slug guns, and you can get fiber optic or tritium sights on them as well. You know, you can have those put on, so that would help you a great deal.
Right.
Limited capacity. We talked about single and double barrels, obviously one and two shots. And most hunting guns, hunters realize that they're plugged. They only have two rounds in the magazine and one in the chamber, so you can only have three for migratory waterfowl.
Mm-hmm.
So that limits you to three right there, even with a pump or a semi-automatic.
Right.
Unless it's a non-hunting gun, a defensive gun, you can put extended tubes and get bigger capacity.
Yep.
So it really depends on, what type of shotgun you're talking about. But loading and unloading is also slow unless you practice it. Like you said before, you've got to practice.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, most of tactical shotgun, to be honest with you, really can be summed up in running the gun. You have got to constantly, as you are moving and shooting, you've got to be constantly feeding that weapon because it is limited capacity. But you can do that. You can run that gun and be very effective in it. Just like, you know, even the short barrel shotguns, you know, like my shotgun barrel, you know, 10.5 inches long, close quarters usage, there are ways of holding the gun, keeping the muzzle down, keeping it, you know, to keep it from leading you around corners. But obviously, you know, a 30-inch barrel, that's got to, you know, even if you've got it held down, pointed down as you round corners, you've got to swing that thing up 30 inches away from you at least is where they got to be for you to,
cumbersome, yeah.
And even if they're in arm distance, you know, look how much feet. I mean, gosh, if they're within 6 feet of you, 7 feet of you, they can reach out and take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, yes, hunting guns can be used for self-defense, but they don't lend themselves to that. So these are just some of the possible disadvantages of shotguns and using them in a defensive situation. Basically, the best defensive shotgun is a shotgun set up for defensive use, not one set up for hunting waterfowl and things like that. But
yeah, something to keep in mind, too, with shotguns is you've got to use two hands all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
If you've got youngins in the house that you're trying to keep close to you and, you know, keep reined in,
yep,
and you're moving through the house, it kind of makes it difficult to do.
That's right.
Or if you want to use a light as well.
Flashlights.
There's a light mounted on the gun.
Very good. Okay, we got to take our final break, 749-5500, if you want to join the show. Back in a moment with more Trigger Time, 55KRC, The Talk Station.
55KRC, The Talk Station. Visit 55KRC.com and save on home electronics and widescreen TVs from Alamo Electronics. Buy a $100 gift certificate for only $50. And then shop Alamo for Cincinnati's best home electronics. Get $100 for $50 from Alamo Electronics and 55KRC's Home and Garden Weekend Deals.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
Sean Hannity, Hannitizing the Tri-State weekdays at 3 and at 55KRC.com.
Search Listen Live
from 55KRC, The Talk Station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55KRC, The Talk Station. If you want to join the show tonight, give us a call now at 749-5500.
Thank you, Amy. The shotgun, as I said, as I've said all through the show, very effective weapon, very, very effective, even close quarter weapon if you know how to use it. Highly recommend if you're thinking about using one for self-defense that you get properly trained. As with any gun, proper training is a fundamental part of being able to use it. Again, you've probably hunted with your shotgun if you're a shotgun hunter, okay? There's a big difference between going out for ducks, geese, things like that, than moving through your house in low light, trying to load, clear jams, feed, round corners, up and down stairwells, corralling your family, light switches, and so on. Again, it is a different scenario, different situation. Don't assume because you know how to use the shotgun that it will be ready and available and it's going to go like clockwork when you try to do it in a defensive situation in your home. It is a totally different situation. And you know, out at Tactical Defense Institute, they have a tactical shotgun class. If you have a shotgun you keep for self-defense, then you should take this class, period. I mean, it's an exceptional class, and it opens up a lot of the misconceptions that you have when you get there are gone by the time you leave. One of them, Keith, is your first on the list here, are misconceptions, just pointing and shooting, and I'll hit a target.
Yeah, we've already spoken of that a little bit, and people have the idea that if you just point the gun across the room or something, it'll contaminate the whole room with shot, you know. And that's not the way it works.
Right.
It's a point, just like a rifle, mm-hmm. at that range.
Yeah.
And so you've got to be practiced with it, and you've got to know how to shoot it accurately.
And let's say, for instance, that you had a shotgun that had been cut off, you know, like cut off and had such a huge bore that it did scatter the shot all throughout the room. The energy is going to dissipate so fast, and the shot would have to be so small to pepper a room. How effective would it be?
Wouldn't be effective at all, really.
No, not at all. I mean, the bottom line is, for the gun to operate properly, you know, if the gun is in normal operating order, it's going to hold a tight package, especially at a room distance. It's going to have a very, very, very precise package that you can aim. Yeah. And in fact, you have to aim. You can't just point and click. It won't work that way. You know, why don't we talk a little bit more about some of your points here on the misconceptions mm-hmm. and myths. Can be employed rapidly if when needed.
Well, that's a conception people have. I have a shotgun in the closet and I can get it if I need it.
Under my bed.
Under the bed in the basement. How fast can you get to it? How fast can you find their ammunition, load it, and bring it into use?
Right.
Try it sometime.
Yeah. You know. Try it sometime. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I mean, I personally know a guy who keeps a shotgun in his bedroom for self defense, but his bedroom's upstairs. He's on the second floor. Spends most of his day on the second floor. I said, okay, so you're sitting downstairs watching TV, your door flies off the hinges, get your gun.
Yeah.
Okay? Gun might as well be on Mars as be in the bedroom.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you have to be able to get to it in a reasonable amount of time and very rapidly, actually, in a house situation like that.
Right. You've got literally about a second and a half, 2 seconds maybe to respond.
So think about it and store it somewhere where you can get to it and practice getting it. It'll let you know how quickly.
Right. It's just, you know, they always tell us, you know, if you got to have a fire plan in your home, especially if you've got little ones. Have a fire drill. You know, this is the same thing. You need to practice for this. Yep. This is not something that's going to come naturally to you, I assure you. You know, we talked about the being an intimidating gun. Do you think sometimes people over-rely on that?
Yeah, and I've heard it quite a few times. People say, well, you rack the pump shotgun and it has a distinctive sound and everyone's going to run away knowing you have a shotgun. Yep. Well, you don't know what they're going to do. One thing, you're telling them you have a shotgun.
Right.
And two, they're telling them where you are.
There you go.
And that's two bits of information that you might not want them to have.
Right.
So don't rely on that. You know, yeah, it just tells them you're armed and where you are, and therefore they're going to do something.
Right.
So don't rely on sounds and to telegraph information like that. It just really isn't practical and doesn't work.
And it's a lot like the laser sight.
Yeah.
You know, well, they see that green dot or that red dot on them, they're going to run. You know, the only thing you know for sure is that when they see that red dot, they're going to know you're armed, and they're going to know for sure where you're at.
That's right.
Because there's going
to go right back to you.
There's a red line running right back to you. So it isn't going to be real hard for them to know those two things once you activate that red dot or once you cycle that shotgun. The point is, are they likely to just run and flee? It could happen, but like he said, you don't count on stuff like that. If they run, they run. But they don't need anything. They don't need any points in their favor. They don't need you. You don't need to give them anything, especially your whereabouts and what you're doing, what you intend to do. So just the sound of a racking shotgun, very impressive noise, though it is, probably not going to solve your problem. If it does, great. But if it doesn't, what are you going to do next? The thing is, selecting a gun, it's like selecting any gun. There are criteria that you should use when you go about selecting a defensive shotgun. Keith, you want to?
Yeah, usually the 12 gauge is the standard.
Yeah.
You know, there are other gauges. 20 gauge may work as well, but it's smaller by quite a bit. And 12 gauge usually is the one someone picks for defense. So I'd stick with that because there's more ammunition available for it. And it's proven to work.
Sure.
You know, has enough power and everything. Size and the weight, obviously, we're talking about the hunting gun is longer and has a longer barrel and that sort of thing. Defense shotgun usually is 18 inches, which is a legal minimum. And then you can get folding and collapsible stocks as well, which make them easier to store and also easier to employ if you're using them, you know, with a pistol grip and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So that's what defensive shotguns usually have not all the time, but usually have. Capacity is very important. Higher capacity is better, and you don't have to have a plug in your gun for a defensive shotgun. You can have a higher capacity. Usually 5 or 6 rounds is normal, but you can get it extended magazines to put on the gun to give them 8 or 9 rounds or more. You know, and the thing about some of the Sega we talked about, they operate like an AK, the Russian guns, very, very good function. But they have drum magazines sometimes and very large stick magazines. That is very heavy.
Oh, it's enormous. That's the one thing you could see as a real, might be a real drawback. I mean, you've got this large drum magazine that holds 25 rounds of 12 gauge ammo, but you hang 25 rounds off your shotgun sometime and see, you know, how it feels. And I mean, they're huge.
They are.
Heavy. a 10 round shotgun magazine for a Saiga is over a foot long. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a massive thing. So, okay, you've got that. Are you going to carry spare clips? I mean, how many of them are you going to pack around? You know, I mean,
it's kind of logistically difficult at that point.
Sure.
So think about that anyway. Just because you got a huge heavy drum magazine doesn't mean you're going to be able to use it quickly. Sights are another thing, of course. We talked about that. The regular rib or the dot on the end of the barrel, which most hunting shotguns have, isn't really optimal for defense. Usually you want standard sights, you know, like rifle type sights.
Sure.
Defense shotguns are set up that way. And fiber optic tritium, which are lighted, you know, are very good, and they're available.
Right.
A lot of defensive shotguns have a rail on them, just like defensive pistols and stuff, and you can mount a light, Surefire or something like that. You know, that's up to the person. I don't know if you like to use lights.
I do. And the thing is, it's a light can be a very effective thing. There are a couple problems on the shotgun. First of all, the only light that I can tell you that does work on the shotgun is the Surefire 4-end. Anything, let me just tell you this, anything you have attached to the end of your shotgun, if you are shooting it, is going to end up on the ground.
Yeah.
They come off. I mean, Remington put out this MCS modular combat shotgun kit. Comes with all sorts of stuff. You know, you got to have ATF tag stamp to use the stuff. But it comes with this light mount and everything, and this thing that clamps onto the choke tube or the magazine tube. You hook a light to and all this stuff. My friend, let me tell you, anything you have attached to the end of your shotgun, if you fire it much at all, is going to be on the ground. The only thing that works consistently are the Surefire 4-ends. That was my experience, and that was the experience of everybody at TDI. I know because Amy and I both had the MCSs. We both ended up with our flashlights 6 feet in front of us on the firing range. Not the place you want your flashlight to be. A flashlight can be a very important, very effective thing. You should have one all the time, and your gun. There are ways of using your shotgun with a light in your other hand, but it's easier if it can be used on the gun. But again, and I don't work for Surefire. I'm just telling you, the only thing that we saw that worked was a Surefire 4-ends.
It's nice to know that before you have to use it for real, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You end up with your shotgun light. You need your light, and it's on the ground. It's going to be a real problem. Yeah.
Can you throw that back to me?
Yeah, right.
Shine it on yourself, would you?
We got about a minute and a half left. You want to hit the ammo?
Yeah,
real quick?
Ammunition again. We're talking about different types of ammunition for defense. We usually go with buckshot, 00 buckshot, or
right.
I like number 4 buckshot, which is a 22 caliber slug in there. You get about 27 of them. Mm-hmm. That's pretty reasonable. And law enforcement usually uses something like that as well. Hunting loads 5 or 6 shot used for ducks and geese and stuff can be used, and they're very effective at close range, but they don't penetrate as much, you know, in the target, and they're not as optimal as the buckshot. So that's really it. And practice, like we said before, is essential. You just can't have the gun and think it'll work.
Right.
You know?
It's something that we we've all been guilty of at some time. Any firearm you're thinking of using for self-defense, the thing you want to keep in mind is if you were going tomorrow and you were to find out tomorrow that you have to compete in some sort of a tournament in a month, just any tournament, I don't care what it is, basketball, football, whatever, would you not expect to have to work and practice between now and then? Well, you don't know when your day is coming when you're going to have to defend your life, but you should prepare for it as if it is scheduled and on its way, because if you're not ready when it happens, that is not when to find out how to work that gun, how to run the lights, how to do all this. That's not the time to find out. So, all right, we're going to say goodnight. Keith, thank you for being here again.
Thank you,
Joe. See you next week. Amy, take it away.
Okay, that's it for another hour of Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. We'd like to encourage our listeners to responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights by being armed whenever legal and joining the NRA. Please visit our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com, and email questions and suggestions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another hour of Trigger Time here on 55KRC, The Talk Station.
KRC, The Talk Station.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, The Talk Station.
Visit 55KRC.com and save on home electronics and widescreen TVs from Alamo Electronics. Buy a $100 gift certificate for only $50. And then shop Alamo for Cincinnati's best home electronics. Get $100 for $50 from Alamo Electronics and 55KRC's Home and Garden Weekend Deals.
It's Brian Thomas.